were in the playoffs in the first round against Golden State.
Yeah.
And we know what happened there.
But we also, you also know perception back then.
Yeah. And we also know, you know, just by, just because of who he is and what he is on this team, who most of that fell on. It wound up squarely at his feet that the Mavericks, just after a great regular season, failed miserably in the first round of the playoffs.
I think we can call it what it is, and maybe politically incorrect to say this, but what it boils down to is it's really badass to see a 7-foot white dude from Europe get the respect from the brothers in the league.
Yeah.
Because that's all a white guy wants. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's that Larry Bird kind of love where the black guys are considered the best. And to crack that club and to be considered their equal in the league, there's very few white dudes that have done that. Larry Bird's one of them for sure. And it's nice to see Dirk as the other now.
And I guarantee you, this has been earned.
One of the others. Damn sure it's been earned, because you remember years and years of him being called soft.
What I'm saying is it has been earned since then.
Yes.
Because after that 2007 series, I guarantee you everybody in the league was looking kind of askance at him.
No doubt.
You know what's weird, too?
But they've also looked at him. After they win the championship, you're able to look back at him and see all of the times the guy played through injury.
Right.
And how many times he's had his effing teeth knocked out. And how he got better and better and better.
And then it got to the point
where Kobe and other black guys in the NBA are stealing his one-legged fadeaway.
Yeah.
Not that didn't exist before. I saw it about 50 times in that Magic Bird series. But Dirk perfected it.
Yeah.
It became his signature thing. It's his Air Jordan silhouette logo.
And now that is, you know, you saw it in the finals with Durant. And whenever Durant did it, they turn right to Dirk. And they're like, yeah, you know, he modeled that after Dirk and blah, blah,
blah. I know.
Blah. And
it's great.
But, I mean, you think about in 2007... 11 years ago or 10 years ago when he won, you know, he was 28, and it's not an old player, but we looked at him back then of like, it was like, God, he's just not going to get it done.
Yeah. He'd been on the scene here for 10 years already.
I know. It's so amazing to think that, but I thought of him as an older player, like in 2007, 2008. And yet here he is today.
Yeah. And all those questions have been answered and dispensed with.
100%. And the best part, like you said, Danny, it's not just the love. It's the love that he gets from the big players,
yeah,
from the Kobes.
The stars. Know,
from LeBron. Like, LeBron and Kobe are the two most respected guys in the league in the last 15 years. And they both have been really public about their love for Dirk and the work that he puts in and just how phenomenal he is. And you can't have every black guy walking the streets, if they want to say something bad about Dirk, their buddy or whoever would just be like, yeah, but you know, LeBron and Kobe are all over him. Oh, well, then I'll probably shut up then.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
I mean, isn't that
work because of that call.
It worked
that
because they had a nice defensive stand.
That call put the game more at risk than it would have.
Oh, that wasn't more at risk?
That call left the game far more risk for Seattle than it was when they lined up.
No, it didn't.
You have much more chance to win if you have an 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. Is that not the truth?
I don't think it's as much as
is
you say it is.
Is not the truth?
It's not as much as you say it is.
That statement is the truth, yes.
It's a one-possession game.
Well, they have a better chance with a 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. That is true.
A little bit of a better chance. But you know what? You have a hell of a lot better chance when you have a 9-point lead. 100%.
That's that bright side of the 2-point play thinking. The other side is you failed and exposed yourself when you didn't have
you
to.
You didn't expose yourself, Norm.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. It's a one-possession
okay, then,
game.
Then go block the damn extra point, Donnie. Is that what you're planning on doing?
No, I'm just trying to tell you that one possession, two possessions. It's a whole big, fat difference.
If
you've been saying that the same thing,
has
too.
A 45% chance of failure.
It's 50.
It has a 45% chance of failure.
Oh, my.
George?
That went on for a while.
That was just a minute. Mm-hmm. Were you in here during that?
I was sitting right here. Yeah.
George, you are exactly right. The reason Norm was so upset about that, I just looked at the picks of the poll last week.
Oh. Don't tell me they were a double play.
He had New England. No, it was a single play, but okay. He had New England, and he lost the bet by a half a point. The spread was 7.5.
Gosh, so violent sounding.
Oh, man.
So it was that decision on the extra point that cost him.
Oh, well, no, because he had, if he had New England, then he was laying the 7. And Seattle won by 7, right? So they actually won by 13 with the spread.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah,
you're right.
But he lost the game.
Yeah, he lost the game anyway. But you're right. It didn't come down to the extra point.
But, yeah, he was just mad about the whole stinking game, and then that thing happened. Well, we got a new Norm drop anyway.
If!
He overmodulated it.
By the way, when he said that, he was in Donnie's face giving him the bird.
Donnie! Has anyone ever been mad at Donnie before?
Just Norm when he lost that game.
Was that their first fight?
I think so. I think that's why Donnie had a dozen roses yesterday, because it was their first fight. All right, here's Norm fighting with a goat. Yeah, check it out. Oh, man. Okay, Norm's up for an e-break.
It's Rotten Radio. On the ticket.
Bruce, what are you doing? Damn you.
Would it surprise you, gentlemen, to know that Banny Rooster has decided to go with Patton again in a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth at 2-2? Or is this a replay?
It's a Danny. Replay.
I thought they were playing a day game.
He's been watching the game for the past 5 minutes.
I really have.
And I've been wanting to tell him, but
so you saw this coming?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, I thought lunch with the Rangers ended at 1.
I kind of thought you thought it was a replay, but you started looking really close to the TV.
Is that Patton in there? What's he doing again?
Oh, my God.
That's, I thought for sure they'd play a nice day game in Minnesota on a Wednesday.
That is the greatest moment ever.
Rotten Radio.
Anyway, I've been wanting to dust this off for a while. It's an old thing that we used to call, "Hey, Bob and Dan, my friends and I have a bet at work we were hoping you can settle for us." Remember that?
And now, it's time for another edition of, "Hey, Bob and Dan, my friends and I have a bet at work we were hoping you could settle for us."
Who voiced that?
I don't know.
Might need a remix there a little bit. The vocals are a little low, but
it sounds like an AM mix.
Damn. Jake is so critical.
Quality control.
Anyway, this isn't really a bet, but it's from Mason. And he writes, "Dear Sports Fuhrer, I'm in need of your great wisdom to settle a debate that has been raging in my group of friends since 2011.
Oof.
Specifically, between me and one of my fellow ticket heads in the group, I was born in Oklahoma. My dad's side comes from the St. Louis area of Mizzou. I lived in Missouri for 7 years. During that time, I fell in love with the Cardinals and Ozzie Smith. Moved to Garland in the summer of 94, loving the fact I now had a pro base team 30 minutes away. I was a catcher, instantly fell for Pudge, along with Rafi and Wando.
Pudge?
I decided that summer I now have two teams. I've been to dozens of Rangers games. I cried when Johnny Oates died. I was pissed at Hicks about Pudge, and I despised John Hart. I'm sure you could see where this is going. 2011 rolls around. I go with my original Cardinals team due to it being my first team and a family team. I'm now told I can no longer root for the Rangers by my group.
Sounds like a Jerry statement.
It does. I've been hanging around
people
Jerry's.
Who are on the positive end of things who very well.
Can we hear it one more time?
No, what I was going to say is there's people who operate on the positive end, though, too, you know, who do very well.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty generic.
You know, the Zig Ziglars of the world, the positive thinkers. The
Sure, you started swerving right out of the gate, too. There are people who...
Oh, man.
When I do that, I hate myself when I do that. But it happens.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
You are in toast. How fan as sure you are. We're going to talk about the Steelers game from A to Z and a bar. I'm Tom McMahon and Coach Cabana. What's on your training? Did you like?
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
Feel any better? So am I. We had James Toback on the show. Was that yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, it was yesterday. He's in town for the film festival. He had a...
Because George can't remember. There's so many famous people that come in and out of his life.
You want to fight?
Yeah. Boogity all boogity. Right.
Let me tighten up my belts, and then we'll start fighting here in a second. Oh. All right, so we had him in studio, and I was fishtailing all over the place trying to introduce him yesterday and had, I guess, mumble mouth breakout when we were talking to James Toback on the show.
All right, and hopefully you're tuned in now to hear from James Toback, who has directed the new documentary on Mike Tyson. And he's nice enough to come in with us this morning. He's in town for the AFI Dallas International Film Festival. Good morning, Film Festival is what I was looking for there.
You kind of got weird talk there.
Tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Hi, James. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. It's always awkward when you mess up in front of a guest when he's in studio.
I know. There's just no escape hatch. You're just right there in front of him. And
that
Film
was
Festival.
That was awkward the way you started it. I hope you're tuned in right now.
We hope that you're tuned in right now. Well, who are you talking to?
I would just said...
Obviously, they're tuned in if they can hear you.
I would just said, yeah, I know. I know. That was a definite keep your ears listening. There's no doubt about that.
We Film hope Festival. You're tuned in right now. Well,
and I understand you getting mumble mouth and getting tired towards the end of a segment, but you're just coming off fresh out of the break. I mean, the gates are swinging open, and the thoroughbred's supposed to be running.
Well, no one can broadcast quite like the great Gordo, apparently, because he never does that.
Oh, okay. Now George is talking. We got to listen because George is talking.
Film Festival.
Road swing.
Golly.
What was it?
Road swing.
Next.
Film Festival.
Film Festival. Film Festival.
Radio. Hello?
Is Dale there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Dale. Dan Bennett.
Hello?
Dale Hansen.
Dan Bennett.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope, Chris did that.
Nah. Hey, excited about the ticket thing.
Good.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
All right, we can talk about that. You know, I won't force
that. Where's that coming from?
Well, there's kind of reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one.
The only problem I got with that, I mean, you know, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but I mean, you know, this guy's tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a fake deal, you know.
No, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I wanted, and we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now, yeah?
Well, all the other stations, 4, 5... 11.
Oh, yeah.
They've been making a big deal about you being on. So just play along with me just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah. Well, on with you.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's just ideas for kicking around.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. I mean, you can put them on. I mean, I don't care about, you know, this, yeah. If you want to hire them and put them on, but, I mean, obviously I don't want to come off like the egotistical here, but I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, not about that.
I mean, I realize that puts you, I mean, you can't very well say that to people who advertise with you, but.
Hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else, I'm gonna turn the phone over to somebody.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call.
Oh, you got him.
I'm sorry, this is your ticket initiation.
This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. They got me again. But why do I have a feeling that that last line about a reason I'm on the air is going to be played over and over?
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, we had to dump you at one point.
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, when you use another name for Richard, we had to dump that.
Yeah, I think that's only fair. Who was that Bennett, though?
No, that was Giorgio's Dan Bennett. Isn't that greatness?
You're kidding me. I swear to God, you're dead on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you guys are killing me.
See, this only works on you about every 3 years. We have to space it out.
Yeah, we had to wait 3 years before we tried it again.
Well, I sat there, you know, I bought the Rocco thing completely, and then I started to waver, but then I thought, well, no, I mean, again, the delivery and everything was too good. But I thought, you want me to co-host with Brian and Scott? I said, what the hell?
we are excited about you coming to the ticket.
Yeah.
So excited that we thought.
It's amazing. I've been getting calls on it at Channel 8 and everything, so it's going to be a riot. I'm not sure I'm young enough to keep up with you guys with this kind of nonsense. Oh, God. That's funny.
Well, welcome to the ticket. You've now officially been initiated into the fraternity.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we'll see you. The great Dale Hansen. He never gets mad. He always just laughs and plays along.
Right. When radio is left out in the sun way too long, it's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
Where are we going to go, fellas? And tell me that's the wrong story. Tell me what we're going to, folks. We're having a grand time here. Well, I tell you what, we'll do this. Just a week after the best in the National Football League and the NHL go front and center, the best in the NBA get a chance to strut their stuff. It's the annual All-Star Game played in Atlanta tonight. Two members of the Mavericks taking part in this one. We're talking about Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash, and they tell me that game now has gone to a double overtime, so we'll hold off on that as yet. Just give me the name of the story we're going to, fellas, and we'll go from there. No, tell me what the highlights are. Okay? Okay. Okay. Hard hits on the football field are nothing new, but hard hit leads to
tackles. So
golly!
Bad.
I know when so you know bad. When Scott is in full...
Here's the premise. George is on stage and he says, we have a roving reporter here. And
yeah, you hear it on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And throw it to Scott. And so all you see is Scott Murray, me as Scott Murray, up on these giant TV screens.
Right.
We understand joining us now live from a remote location from Channel 5. Please welcome Scott Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, my friend. And hello again, everyone. I'm Scott Murray from the Texas News Channel. You can see me at 5, 6, and 10. The TGIF edition, Scott's Kids, coming up a little bit later on in the week, so be that as it may, a good time being had by all, no question about it. Here's we come to you from the Adams Awards at the Award Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. And we have a special guest lined up for you in just a moment. But first, a good time being had by all here tonight, no question about it. Let's roll some of the video. Look at the highlights of what's transpired here tonight.
no video.
The facial expressions are so funny.
He's cutting his eyes down to his little video monitor and getting nothing.
Well, be that as it may, certainly a good time being had by all here. No question about it, here in the month of March, in the year 2002. That's 2002 here on the Texas News Channel. Well, we'll get to that videotape in just a moment, but joining us here live, we have a special guest. And this young man will certainly be familiar to all of you. You've seen him running around Texas Stadium in his familiar home white. But now he's running around the Segaville Federal Prison in a familiar orange jumpsuit. I speak of none other than the former Cowboys quarterback. Check that. Former Cowboys punter. Check that. What position did you play?
Offensive line, baby.
Offensive lineman. Of course, I speak of Nate Newton, the former Cowboy offensive lineman. We can't show Nate on camera tonight because of certain legal reasons. But, big fella, why don't you tell us what's transpired in the days and the months and the weeks that led up to your arrest?
Nothing, baby. I just trying to make a little money, man. I had a bunch of odd jobs, you know, baby, and they all failed, dog.
Well, what kind of odd jobs did you have, Big Nate?
I was a jazzercise instructor, man. I also was a racehorse jockey, man. Why are you laughing?
I can't imagine that, my friend.
Yeah, when my horse crossed the finish line 20 minutes later, his belly was dragging the ground, man.
Funny stuff, my friend.
Well, Nate was also laughing. A ballerina, too, man. Don't laugh, I'll kick your ass.
Okay. Any other jobs that you've had lately?
I finally got a good job, man, as a courier.
For Federal Express, I take it.
Nah, that wasn't the name of the business. It was called Columbia Cartel.
All right, fair enough. Visiting with Nate Newton here live from the Adams Awards. Now, Big Nate, your baseball days are behind you. That has to disappoint you.
Football, baby. I play football. Man, I ought to have your job. As you can see, I'm pretty good at screwing up, too.
Very friendly banter we're having here with Big Nate Newton from the Dallas Rangers. Now, Nate, it's got to disappoint you that you were so close to one Walter Payton's all-time rushing record. We speak of that record that you almost had, and now you're behind bars.
Jeez. Boy, Nate got no reaction.
Nothing. Nothing.
Now, welcome to my world.
All right, so overall... You know what this means? This means that we fail this bad on radio when we do the bits. We just can't hear the people laying out on us.
That's what I was thinking last night.
We quit.
Rotten Radio.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
May I have your attention, please? Infidels. May I have your attention, please? For the real Hussein, please stand up. I repeat, will the real Hussein please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you've never seen a dictator before. Jaws all on the floor like Hitler and Stalin just walk in the door. I started terrorizing years before the first Gulf War. Now I plan to even the score. I've got so many body doubles, it's true, no kidding. I don't go to the streets, they'll do my bidding. And Chemical Ali said, nothing, you idiots. Kemali's dead. I'll find a replacement. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but it's no worse than what's going on in the U.S. war room. Sometimes I want to go on Al Jazeera and let loose, but can't. But it's okay for the U.S. to destroy my statues.
Osama's down with this. Osama's down with that. And if he's lucky, he might get weapons from Iraq. And that's the reason why my regime got attacked. If I react with chemicals, I'll surely get jacked. Of course you're gonna bomb me and my forces. By the time you fly warplanes, I'll be in Tikrit sipping on champagne. And when you miss me, please don't start to come. Complain. You've got so many soldiers tearing up my terrain. I'm like a cockroach, cause you can't kill me. The guy you're bombing now isn't the real me. My information minister goes on TV, so he can say I wasn't found in the debris. And there's a million of us just like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, oppress like me, mustache like me, a big piece of trash like me, and just might be a piece of sh, but not quite me. I'm Saddam, yes, I'm the real Saddam. All you other Saddams can all kiss my bottom. So won't the real Hussein please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I'm Saddam, yes, I'm the real Saddam. All you other Saddams can all kiss my bottom. So won't the real Hussein please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Check me while I babble on. Pump up the bass, Kusei. I'm bad. No, I mean it, I'm really bad. I could have you killed.
Got him.
kind. People don't have their acts together. It's time to dry us up. Get some HSOs on pub. And hey, you feel my power, don't you? We've got some friggin' in the
question. You put the manager of the Texas Rangers on hold.
I was doing it really like that, just trying to flip it over. We have two lines. We have a top and a bottom. Yeah. And I was trying to put him on the top instead of the bottom, which is where Rich was going to be, because Rich belongs on the bottom.
Thank you.
And somehow you disconnected him.
I don't know how it happened, but I guess I did, and I apologize to all Texas fans.
Well, that that knocked Buck off the air, and then what better way
and
to
then
try
chaos
to,
ensued.
Yeah, what better way than try to rebound and to bring Jimmy Christopher in?
I think it's more a mechanical thing right now, and I know Mark Connor and Rick Adair, our minor league pitching coordinator, talk every day, and hopefully that'll be behind us, and CJ will be a good option for us.
When he's well, is he eventually a starting rotation candidate, or do you think he's a bullpen pitcher? Hello? What happened there? Wait a minute. Somebody put Buck on hold here. Somebody put Buck on hold. Put Buck back on the air. Buck. It's line one there. It's line one. Line one's Rich. Hi, Rich. Oh, Rich is gone now.
I love the phones
I've
here.
I've got nobody to talk to. Buck, I had on the air as a guest, and then Rich inadvertently calls a guest line, so I've got a fallback position. I can talk to Rich. But even Rich is gone now.
Hey, we're here.
Hey, this is how you get nominated for Marconi three times in six years. Hi, Jimmy.
What's up, Norm?
How are you?
So what do you think about those 2006 Rangers?
I think they need everybody to play well to contend because they've got two bears in front of them. Buck's not going to call back. Oh, I'm sorry, Buck.
He's got opening day, I think.
Yeah, you can apologize to Buck next week.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, we thought that since the MVP voting is such a big story around here, that we would give A-Rod a call. We have a number for A-Rod on his cruise ship.
I know, but these landline, these sea things, they never work.
He's on his honeymoon, and we'll get his reaction. The first live reaction gotten from A-Rod.
No ways.
Hold up.
Yes, is Alex Rodriguez there?
Speaking.
Hey, A-Rod, it's the Dunham & Miller Show at The Ticket. How you doing?
Hey, Dunham & Miller, how are you doing?
Good. Good, how are you?
I'm doing, you know, as good as you can expect me to do.
Yeah, well, we're sorry that we're interrupting your honeymoon. We just wanted to get some thoughts, if that's okay, on the MVP award voting.
Yeah, sure, absolutely, okay, you know.
Are you disappointed, upset? What are your emotions right now?
Well, of course, I'm sad, you know, deep in my buttocks that I didn't win, but, you know, I will not let that bring me down, you know. I will be happy in my buttocks from now on because I am, you know, I just get married.
Right, yeah, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, that's right, you know, so I am on my honeymoon and with my wife, you know, and making Tommy and Pamela Lee tape right now, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're videotaping?
Oh, yes, man, I am hawking boat horns with my dingus, man.
Oh,
yeah, hey, listen to this.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a big friggin' dingus, man.
No. Stop.
All the boats in the harbor, they are clearing out right now, man.
Hey, isn't it somewhat discouraging, though, that even your own beat writer here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Evan Grant, didn't vote for you?
You know, that's he cannot vote for me if he does not want to. That is fine with me. You know, I have no hard feelings against Evan Graham.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still vote for him. I just voted for him for gayest gay man in the world. So, you know, I vote for him. He doesn't vote for me. That's fine, you know. That's okay. No, you know, total forgiveness, gayness, gay man.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like some bitterness there.
Visiting with A-Rod here on the ticket, so...
Sorry.
That's okay. So how did you hear the news? Because you're kind of isolated out there on the cruise ship.
Well, I was up on the Lido deck playing shuffleboard, and the purser comes up to me and says, you know, you don't get the MVP, and I say, you know, thank you, Gopher, you know, you don't get MVP either. So, you know, he broke the news to me. He was very nice, you know, and I interrupted my shuffleboard game and let some senior citizen behind me go ahead and play.
Right. That was nice of you. Well, Miguel Tejada, I mean, he had a good year. Didn't have your numbers, but, I mean,
it's an air horn.
You okay?
Sorry, I rolled over in bed and hit the air horn.
But I guess, you know, you could make a case for Tejada, couldn't you?
Hey, look, there is no doubt that I have in my mind that has a doubt in my mind that I do not have. That Tejada, I mean, he is a kick-ass Mexican. There's no doubt about it. But I think that if you look at it, my numbers are better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, you know, I have more home runs. I have more RBIs, more money, more mota, more puta, cucaracha.
Yeah, you kind of outdistance him. Means.
Yeah, I mean, I have so much better things than he does, so, you know, I can count my blessings. And, I, you know, he may need the money more than I do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $500,000, I think that's what you win, you know, if you get MVP.
That was your bonus, yeah.
Right, you know, but you know, that's mere condom money to me, man. I mean, I spend more a year on exterminating the homeless around my property than that, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Homeless squirrels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Who else do you, I mean, it's more than just the riders, isn't it? I mean, it sounds like it just came down to the fact that the Rangers weren't in first or second place.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I'm not going to blame, you know, Evan Grant, Mr. Gaiman, for this year, our beat writers around the country, you know? Because yeah. It's not the beat writers' fault that I'm not MVP. I more blame Chanho Park, John Hart, Tom Hicks, all of the, basically, the losers that I am surrounded by
right.
have robbed me of this distinction and this honor.
Dishonor or dishonor?
Dishonor.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Two words.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't call your teammates losers.
Dishonor.
For
two words.
Right.
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 Well, we appreciate the time, A-Rod, and again, we're sorry that we interrupted the honeymoon.
Yeah, absolutely. No, as a matter of fact, I need to call for my wife right now. Hold on a second. Lucy, come here!
Okay.
Good morning to you. Good
morning to you. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
The very best of the worst. Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
I mean, I have to be honest with you. This contest, I'm not real comfortable with.
Okay, so if he's not real comfortable with it, why did he choose the time to give out another clue to visit with the wife of Pat Summerall?
I don't know.
Who just had a liver transplant.
In Norm's defense, he says that he hadn't intended. He was coming back from break, and he had just gotten Tommy Summerall, who's Pat's husband?
Mm-hmm. What? No. Why? Jerry Summerall.
Jerry Summerall.
Wife.
Oh, Sherry. Okay. Yeah. I swore he always said Jerry or something.
Sherry.
So, yeah, and so Norm's coming back from break and says, Jerry, can we pop you on just for a little bit to update us about Pat? So it comes right on the heels of after, it's time for another dead celebrity. And then he has Jerry Summerall on. And Norm, the funny part of the audio to me is not only the timing of it, but the fact that it wasn't as bittersweet a story as Norm had hoped for.
And Summerall's wife is in pretty good spirits, but Norm is way more depressed than Summerall's
wife.
Oh,
yeah. Norm is just, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Joining us now is the dying widow of Pat Summerall.
Well,
and she's like,
say that.
No, I'm still alive. Pat's doing great. But liver right, transplant is so hard on you. No, it really went well so far. But you sure he's not coughing? Or
well, you may enjoy that part of it. I don't know if we have it all the way to that point.
Oh,
we just have the awkward
it.
Timing part.
All right.
Let's give that a listen.
Fill the bathtub with ice and cut out the kidneys. It's time to play the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hang on. I'm going to do the contest at the end of this break, if that's okay. I have a chance to just spend 30 seconds on something here. Let me go to Jacksonville and bring on to the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline.
That cheapened it.
Moo.
Okay. The wife of Pat Summerall, Cherry Summerall. Good morning to you.
Morning.
How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you.
Give us your update on Pat, please.
Oh, dear. Okay, we don't. Is that all we got?
Is that all we got? Dang it! We're doing wonderful.
You can't be doing that wonderful. Could that not have waited another 30 seconds after the contest?
After they said cut out the kidneys,
you could do the contest and then do a sports story or something.
Just a quick hitty thing.
Yeah, but to play the contest sounder and then to bring on
and then
what's Summerall's wife thinking as she's hearing?
Yeah,
fill the bathtub with ice and cut out the kidneys.
So tense. All right, we've got a little...
clearly you're in denial.
Of dad humor here.
All right, here it is. The prank phone call. Rob Kroenke calling Greg the Hammer Williams.
Dad, he's a good coach. He's got good players. He's trying to do what he can.
Don't
you
give
don't
me that. No.
He's doing everything he can
on.
To make those boys play good.
Come on. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. I hate people like that. Why you people call up with that every day? Save Dave Wanstead. Who wants this? He's terrible.
Bunch of
Have
style,
you people
no
watch
substance.
This team play? All right, let's get down to Dallas. Greg the Hammer Williams is with us from The Ticket. Hey, Greg.
I say blow him out, man. I say get rid of him. If he can't win up there, he's 0-4, get rid of him.
That's what I'm talking. He's terrible. Have you watched the Bears, Greg?
I'm telling you, you got to get rid of him, man.
And then maybe
he can come down here and straighten out the Cowboys.
Hey, maybe Jerry could come up and coach this team.
Well, he says he can coach, so let's find out.
What's up with that, Greg?
Not much, man. Not much. Just down here, just trying to scare up a phone call, just because you know, these Cowboys around here. These Cowboys, they see the Bears. They see the Bears winless, what? Hapless, what? And they think it's in the bag. I don't think so.
Hey, we said we were going to have you on about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And I got a fax from I don't know, Bill and Elmhurst, and he says, yeah, ask you why you called the Hammer. What's up with that?
That's just a nickname they kind of gave me a few years ago, and it doesn't have any rhyme or reason. I wish there was a big reason why they call me that, yeah, some kind of sexy reason, but to be honest with you, I don't know. They just kind of picked it up.
It's because you hammer people, right? You hammer.
Now, I will rip on some people.
That's good.
No question about that. And, you know, living here in Dallas and following the Cowboys, there's always somebody to rip on.
How about Jerry? I'd rip on Jerry for a while. He's horrible.
See, the deal is with Jerry, is that the Cowboys didn't play last week, right?
Right.
Okay, so it was a bye week. So
right.
Nobody's talking about him, right?
That's
out of
right.
Sight, out of mind. And Jerry gets this request from a New York City, a New York Times reporter.
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to jump on it, and he's going to try to create some talk about the Cowboys. I mean, he's the master at manipulation, but he is not going to coach this team. I mean, this is the most non-story that I've ever heard in my entire life around here. And there's been a lot of non-stories that get a lot of play around here in Dallas, I'll tell you that.
Well, you got to talk about something down there, because the Rangers, how many games back are they?
I mean, the Rangers were mathematically eliminated in about June, I think. and then they still draw 2.9 million fans. I mean, explain that to me.
What's up? Why you go? Why you go watch that team? This suck.
No, I have no idea why anybody goes out there. But they draw 2.9 million. They lose on the last game of the year. They had a losing record. First time they've had a losing record at home in about 5 years. And they get a standing ovation when the game's over. They just got pummeled by the Angels.
That's incredible, man. I hate teams like that. They don't do anything for the fans, and the fans still show up every year.
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, it's, you know, the Rangers, I mean, their problem is they've got so much money promised to a lot of players that aren't producing, like Will Clark. They're paying him $7 million a year.
What a joke!
56 RBI.
Oh, what a joke that is!
Yeah, total joke.
Yeah.
Absolute total joke.
Hey, but, man, you know, I listened to you guys when I was down in Dallas, man. You guys got it going down there. You're good.
We try to, man. We try to. We do things like you do. We just try to look at things, and if you need to be ripped, you're going to be ripped. That's the way it is.
I hear you, man. Hey, what's the best show on the ticket? What do you guys got?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, we have so many diverse shows. I mean, our morning show is great. I mean, those guys are funny. They'll keep you in stitches the whole time. I think our show's pretty good.
Yeah.
We come on, and, you know, we don't claim to be experts, because we're not. And you show me one talk show host that is an expert. Nobody knows it all. So we just kind of come on and be ourselves and just kind of rip on the Cowboys.
I like that. Hey, I like that morning show because they got that prank call of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. They will do that. You know. As a matter of fact, they tried to prank call us, my partner, about a month ago, and he sniffed it out and blew the whole gas.
I know, man. I hate that.
Yeah.
We got that stuff up here, too, where the people are calling one another. I hate that.
Yeah. So what's the talk around there in Chicago? I mean, are they just kind of looking like, you know, the Cowboy game is just another hide candy?
Oh, they're going to get killed. Yeah, no, everyone knows they're going to go like 0-5. You know, they're going to get beat by like 50 points or something.
Wow.
But, hey.
That's pretty unbelievable. I mean, you look at that team, and it just looks like they're just a couple players away from being a decent team. But, you know, I think the Bears are what's wrong with the NFL. I mean, all they can do in free agency with the salary cap is replace what they lose.
Yeah. Replace guys like Wet Knight and guys like that.
Yeah, there have been some bad moves. You know, I can't believe what they gave up to get Rick Meyer. I just can't believe that anybody in that front office would think he's the guy to get it done.
Nah, he's terrible.
That. And they totally missed on Salam. I mean, he's
a guy with
more fumbles than carries, I think. And now he's gone for the season. And, day
one,
I'd probably be right there with you. You know, I mean, the guy's probably got to go because he didn't get things done. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's really a good guy, and he's a good football guy. But he's in a bad situation there, and he needs to move on.
Hey, let's get back to the Dunham and Miller Show and the prank call of the week. What do you think about that? Hammer?
I think I've been had.
I can't believe you didn't know it was me.
Who is this?
This is George.
Oh, boy. I guess I've been had.
But the hard line of it, never, you guys sniff him out, though.
Yeah, we did sniff you out. Reiner sniffed you out once.
Oh, Grego.
You're not going to play this, are you?
Oh, no, we won't play it. Don't worry about that.
Oh, great.
We would never play this.
Oh, no. Great. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Grego. You're the best.
I've been busted. I've been busted with the help of the program director.
Yeah, now it was an elaborate plot. We had a lot of people involved with this plot.
Yeah.
Including a fake call from Pete Link. That was Pete Link that you heard as the Chicago caller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that right?
He was stunned.
It was pretty well executed, because that's the first thing he heard when he tuned in.
Was that caller.
And he heard that, me arguing with the caller.
Mm-hmm.
Making the generic sports point about how I hated that.
That was so funny to hear Grego really getting into it. We rip people if they need to be ripped.
That's right. I mean, I will rip people.
Yeah, rip them.
And then you're trying to let him off the hook, and he just keeps going.
Yeah, right.
I had to go back to the Dunham and Miller show after a two-minute Bears point.
Gosh.
That's one of the best ever prank calls.
And that's why I thought I was getting pranked yesterday by the
BBC.
I thought was a fake British network.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
If you feel any better, so am I. We had James Toback on the show. Was that yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, it was yesterday. He's in town for the film festival. He had a...
Because George can't remember, there's so many famous people that come in and out of his life.
You want to fight?
Yeah. Boogity all boogity. Right.
Let me tighten up my belts, and then we'll start fighting here in a second.
Oh.
All right, so we had him in studio, and I was fishtailing all over the place trying to introduce him yesterday, and had, I guess, mumble mouth break out when we were talking to James Toback on the show.
All right, and hopefully you're tuned in now to hear from...
So here's Dan trying to tell the P1s about a great restaurant here locally as they come back from a break, and Bob, acting like a four-year-old, tries to distract him with burps.
Romano's Macaroni Grill, proudly offering their irresistible Penne Rustica and their new Pollo Limone Rustica. Two delicious creations you'll only find at Romano's Macaroni Grill. Text Rustica to 44939 now for a chance to win dinner for two at Romano's Macaroni Grill. Let's try to get through this. It's a sponsor read, and they're going to want an air check and all that. So I'll just do that little part again, okay? 3, 2, 1. Text Rustica to 44... See?
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
He says if it has a if it had a mother, he doesn't eat it. And he's still going with the Dutch boy haircut.
I would have said La Russa was in his mid-50s and that Leland was at least 15, 16 years older.
Yeah, 4 months.
I bet his wife's not too happy about that motto.
Number one.
Hey, Cowboy fans, Giorgio here.
And then they went to commercial.
Just ended the segment. Now, was he wronged?
No, it was a funny joke. I wish he had said it like right after they said the motto.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of delay time, but the joke itself, okay, come on. We're having fun, no?
I think it's a very funny line, but his timing was a little off,
like
you mentioned, and I think it took all those guys a couple seconds to get it because the timing was off. And so they figured...
You think up in Grego's head there was just an image of a kitten playing with a ball of yarn?
Yes. And so since it took him a couple seconds to get it, they figured, we're already laying out, let's just go ahead and finish it.
Man, Danny is funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
I laugh out loud at Danny.
He always has the best lines on that show.
God,
I love Danny.
Hilarious lines.
Rotten Radio.
This is a big name guest, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and you introduce him, you're starting off an interview, here you go, and then he misidentifies who's talking to him, and this is really uncomfortable, and then a confusing comeback from Wade Phillips this week. And we talked to him after a big win on Sunday night over the Washington Redskins. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Well, this was George, actually.
Oh.
That's okay. We're interchangeable.
Yeah, you can call us what you want.
I thought it was Gordon.
Yeah, well, I'm the best one, so.
Well, knowing what was on the line.
I thought it was Gordon. Yeah.
Then why did you say Craig?
Because he was doing a joke. I understand it.
Very confusing.
That was really confusing.
Is it?
When radio spoils, it's rotten. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And what have we here? It's a day of hard time with the hard line with Mike Reiner. That would be me.
And Greg Williams. I'm too nervous to talk on the radio, Ryan.
Come on, Greg.
I know I'm too nervous. I couldn't pour pee out of a boot if you had instructions on the heel. I'm a failure, Ryan.
Grego, you said
I'm
you could
failure.
Do this. You said you could do this.
You ran the Galloway's lackey. Now I'm going to be your lackey
no.
for the next 4 years.
Now, come on. Suck it up. You said you could do this. We're here for the next 3 hours from 11 to 2, dispensing our own unique, beatific brand of jocular edification over hill and dale. The phone number 787-1310, 787-1310, 787-131.
Oh, let's cut the crap, Ryan.
What?
Cowboys are going to beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. Enough said, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to Atlanta tomorrow. Let's talk about it then, all right?
All right!
Let's get some rules down here, shall we? As
all
we
right.
move along on the hard line, day one.
Rule number one, Ryan. Are we on the radio right now?
Yes, yes.
Rule number...
Grego. Suck it up. Come on.
I'm too nervous, Ryan.
These rules must be adhered to in a steadfast and respectful manner. What's that, Travis? Where are we going now, Travis?
I mean, unbelievable.
Do we need a break?
Unbelievable. So what?
Time for the duck yet, is it?
So what?
What the hell am I doing with ice tongs?
Okay, which one's Cat? Travis, are you Cat? What's going on in there? Get Expo out of there!
All right, let us serve notice that any competition will be truncated in a swift and timely fashion. We will parade the talk show host's head on a stick around the city, and then we will backtrack.
That's right, Ryan, because we're unbelievable, unbelievable. So, I mean, so that's the deal with that. I mean, do you miss the game, Ryan?
Why are you so nervous? All right, on the... Travis, get Grego some water.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
Is that wreck blocking the two left lanes there at Cooper? For North Texas Honda Dealers.com, I'm Bill Jackson, Talk Radio.
No, I'm not. I just read that. I did it.
What did you do?
I have Bill's tagline posted up here, you know, because I have a horrible memory, and I just...
So you called yourself Bill Jackson.
I called myself Bill Jackson. I'm going to end now. Talk Radio 570 KLIF.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Boy, sure. That is horrible.
Wow.
I'm Bill Jackson? Oh, my gosh.
I'm Bill Jackson? That's funny.
Rotten Radio.
Joining us now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Happy Easter weekend to you.
It is a good, happy Easter. We're very excited about Santa Claus coming to visit our home.
The Easter Bunny. Holidays.
And, very positive.
Well, we thought we would go over the schedule with you, and last year you were, you know, kind of bold in making that 10-6 prediction. We wanted to see how you felt about the team this year.
Well, we think the schedule sets up well for us. We're excited and positive.
Okay. You want to go week by week with us?
Sure, why not?
Okay, you open September 8th at Houston.
Give us a loss on this one. We're going to fall on our face right out of the box because I think we'll have jitters. It'll just be opening jitters. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. That's 0-1. All right. Week 2, home against Tennessee.
Wait, I thought that was Houston.
Oh, no, Houston got a new team. Tennessee is the old Houston.
I think that'll really confuse our team, so give us a loss.
All right, 0-2. Then you go at Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Well, we haven't won there since I had a face that looked like an alligator handbag.
Gosh.
They're a good team. That realistically, and I don't like to speak realistically usually, but give me a loss on that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Got them 0-3 so far. At St. Louis.
This is going to be a good. Give me a Q.
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 Give me a C.
C.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
What's that spell?
Q car.
No, it spells loss. Give us a loss on that one, too.
Okay.
All right. Then you come home for a couple in October. The New York Giants would be up next.
Let's see. That's toughy. Is Coach Joe still my special teams coach?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Loss.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us a loss.
All right. Jerry's got him 0-5. How about home against Carolina that next week?
Do I still have a hand-picked puppet for a head coach?
Yes.
Loss.
Okay.
At Arizona.
At Arizona. Let's see. Well, are they playing us?
Yes.
Loss.
Home against Seattle?
Is Rowdy still my mascot?
Yes.
Yep. Loss.
At Detroit.
Has Q Car blown out a knee yet?
No.
I hope not.
At Indianapolis.
Loss.
Gosh. 0-10.
Jacksonville at home.
Win.
Really?
No. Loss.
Okay. Loss. What about Washington at home? You own the Redskins.
Washington at home. Let's see. Well, Washington is due. So, loss for us.
Okay. Home against San Francisco. You beat them this year.
Am I still in charge of the draft?
Yeah.
Loss.
Okay.
Royal loss.
At the Giants?
That's a good one. I hope we do better this year than we've acted under the tree with that stocking up there with the Giants. So, loss.
Okay. Home against Philly.
Well, we'll win this. I'm very optimistic again about this particular one late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things in this world that will never die. My optimism, Milton Berle.
He just died, Jerry.
Oh, then lost.
What about closing the season at Washington?
Well, you have to be specific here. They will be playing us, you're saying?
Yes. Right.
Give us a loss.
That's 0-16.
Well, I'm just trying to beat Mike Reiner to the punch, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us.
See ya. Boy, that's really disappointing.
That is.
I thought it said in the paper that he was really happy with the schedule, ready to roll with it.
Do you know how bad I got criticized?
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock. After
warning.
Shock.
After
shock. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
Terry Bradshaw is so stupid he doesn't know any of the words to Hard Day's Night. And Paul McCartney has no idea who Chris Collinsworth is. So we give a listen to this train wreck.
And this guy can rock. You know, I grew up with the Beatles. I wish I could grow the hair. I remember all of that. But there's one song, and it kind of went like, it's been a hard day's night.
Come on.
I should be working like a log.
I've seen it all.
It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when
I knew this man when he had hair. He was cool. I love it.
I sang with a Beatle. Hey,
you a Collinsworth fan?
Huh?
Yeah.
I think that should be all on Bradshaw. Doesn't he ask him if he's a Collinsworth fan?
No, that's Brown.
Are you sure that's Brown that asked him?
I'm pretty
that?
Sure, yeah.
It sounded like Bradshaw.
You're Collinsworth.
Maybe
fan.
It was huh? Bradshaw. Let's put it on Bradshaw because he's the worst.
Hey girls, this is Jason Kidd of the Phoenix Suns. The season is over, and what a year it's been for me. It's time to look back now and celebrate my career through song. Most definitely. I came to Dallas, it was really wild. I scored some points and I fathered a child. But hopes for the 3 J's, they rose and fell. And friends like Anelli can go straight to hell. I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas.
away from nuts like Jimmy and Jimbone. Now all I care about is Nike shoe contracts and Tony Braxton's wrist. Cole Schmader was a senile dotard, and Jimmy Clemens, he couldn't buy a win. I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas. The city sucks and I hated your team. Most definitely.
Most definitely. Junior Miller.
Well, you didn't tell me he worked for the station.
What?
Oh.
Good, it's about time I get back in the competition. This was from Towel Talk earlier this week, and I think this is during the observation deck on Tuesday morning, and Gordo was talking about toweling off and how long do you use a towel.
Yeah.
Gordo uses it for like 2 months, which is really gross.
Not true. It's not true.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I'll go 2 weeks.
That's kind of gross.
You're moldy Gordo.
Yeah, you are moldy.
Maybe that's
Gordo.
Why my allergies are so bad. I'm basically
drying off with spores every morning. Well, this was a very unfortunate comment made by Junior, and let's continue to distance from it. Well, yeah, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No, not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever.
What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk in the observation deck.
What made you think that as long as it was a question, it was okay? Yeah. What kind of shield does that provide you?
Very weak.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
You suck.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
And we'll get back to the Ticket Top 10 in just a second, but we do want to remind you about Camp Bow Wow Barktoberfest this weekend, Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 at the Fort Wolf Dog Park, Beach Street at I-30 in Fort Worth. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Camp Bow Wow, Fina, Man's Best Friend, Munster Natural Dog Food, and Sneaky Pete's. Come on out, admission free, The Rant broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to noon. George Jub Jub... George and George of the Musers. Shut up. George Dunham. I'm sorry. Sorry, Justin. And Bob Sturm will be on site from 10 a.m. to noon. Norm and Dan will be there from noon to 2. So it's Camp Bow Wow Boktoberfest. Kill me now. From Fort Worth Dog Park and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now Sports.
Now Sports.
Rotten Radio.
And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the now former coach of the TCU Horned Frogs, an old friend of the station, the great Billy Tubbs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. It's good to be on with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. Your first day of, I guess, freedom now. You seem very relieved to not be coaching anymore.
Did you see that monkey slide off my back? Where did it go? And was he still wearing a condom?
What? The heck you talking about there? Well, it must have been kind of a weird season because you knew you were going to be gone the entire time. Was it kind of a frustrating season for you?
My hair is made of Twizzlers, Chuck.
Okay.
I didn't really address his question.
Yeah, what about my question?
I'm sad to be leaving TCU, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
There I enjoyed coaching basketball and jiggling baboon teats.
Gosh,
it was a laugh a minute, Chuck.
Not sure when you had a chance to do that. Billy Tubbs joining us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. You've always been painted as this real crazy figure because you have this crazy Jack Nicholson voice. In your private life, are you really that nuts?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's hard to talk because I've got my dinga strung up like a field-dressed deer.
Gosh.
Why?
Why would you do that?
I will miss the AD, the dean, and the mummy hand I kept in the basement, Chuck.
Gosh.
Well, did you keep all three of those in the basement?
You know what women want more than anything else, Chuck?
What?
A screwdriver in the neck.
Oh my God. What in the world?
I don't think that's right.
That's awful. Don't say something like that.
By the way, we're not Chuck. He doesn't work here anymore. This is George and Craig.
Oh, I was quoting somebody on that last one, Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Chuck. I have big plans today, Chuck.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to leave TCU in my go-kart made of pickles. And I'm going to wave to the students with my frozen kangaroo paw.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Why not just use your own hand?
They gave me a real good severance package, Chuck.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, what'd you get?
They gave me $20,000, a big screen TV, and a head job.
Huh.
At another college.
Oh, okay. A head coaching job at another college.
Right.
Well, where do you think you're going to coach?
BJ University.
What? Where is
BJ University.
Where is that?
In Moorhead, Kentucky.
All right. It's called Moorhead State, I think, is where that is.
Well, Billy, we're going to miss you around these parts because you're such a colorful character.
I'm writing you a farewell letter, Chuck.
Oh, good.
I'm not Chuck. You did the show with Chuck about 7 or 8 years ago here on the station.
But I'm having problems with it.
Hmm.
How do you spell your bowels make great popsicles?
My gosh. You have lost it.
All of those words.
So long, Chuck. You will always be my Valentine, Chuck. I will love you, Chuck, always.
Okay.
I always have and I always will. From the day you were born until the day I stick your body bag in a grain silo.
Golly, that's crazy.
I love you. I'm too crazy now, Chuck.
Oh, no.
Now stop that. I think he missed.
Yeah, he did, and that was very fake. Very, very, very fake. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I was on to it, but I just thought we'd keep it up for comedy reasons.
When radio is left out in the sun way too long, it's rotten radio on the ticket.
You know what they have out there?
Oh, yes.
I knew where you were going.
The outfit. I love that.
They have the
schoolgirl.
The Catholic schoolgirl uniform.
I love that.
What all of the pedophiles on our cruise tend to like is the adult woman dressed like a child going to school, apparently. Is what you're
number getting. One hottest outfit of all time.
Yeah, I pay for my mama to be in one like that.
For your mother?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like shocked. I've never heard anyone take their own mom out like that.
I'm gonna go take a shower.
What's gonna take? I'll take my mom out.
This could be extremely damaging.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
Yeah. Calling Quincy Carter, the Cowboys quarterback.
Shut up.
Yeah, is Quincy Carter there?
In a house, put it.
Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, man, why are you guys blowing me up, man? You just gonna rag on me or something?
No,
no, we're not
How
doing that.
How you get his number?
Fernando chased it down.
The private number here. I bet you probably want to talk about my game last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, wasn't very good.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Hold on, let me turn down this Nelly, all right? I mean, the Outcast. I'm going to the Outcast. They're on the CD changing.
Okay.
Here we go. What's up? Yeah. You know, the problem was I forgot to practice before this game.
You what?
I forgot to practice before this game.
What do you mean you forgot to practice?
Well, I just forgot. I forgot we had a game coming up. So that's why I play so bad. But I'll be ready next time.
Well, are you, is your confidence shot, or how do you feel after yesterday?
No, the confidence ain't shot. I just need to work on my throwing a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, you
my
do need.
My throwing game was kind of like that old toy, Weebles. Except my passes wobble, then I fall down.
Yeah, they,
you see some of those things.
They weren't really on the mark yesterday.
No, some of them passes look crazy in Demetrius Underwood off his medication.
Oh, all right, okay. Now, come on.
Crazy dog passes.
I'm talking about your teammate like that.
Hey, what, next year I'm going to enter the mallard toss, because I can really throw them ducks.
Yes, you can.
What did Please, Mr. Jones, let me run the option every play.
You got to run it once yesterday. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, sure did. That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please pass the salt and pepper?
Here it is. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Shawana. I'll buy you some new crystal. All right.
Oh, you missed, huh?
Yeah, I did. Damn.
That's too bad.
It's another interception.
Yeah, another interception. What's up?
Well, not much. Now, are you physically okay, or are you beaten up after yesterday?
No, I'm doing fine. You know, my voice is a little hoarse from yelling out Blue 88 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I'm doing all right.
Okay. You know, you got to quit fumbling snaps, too. That was a big play yesterday.
Yeah, can you believe that? Butterfingers! You know, I'm going to get out there and do my best. Hopefully, we'll win next time.
Yeah.
You know, the other problem I had was that I was picking up Jerry's radio headset with all the metal in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You have braces, don't you?
Yeah, sure do. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
I'm like 23 and have braces.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I got more braces than FDR's legs.
Oh, is this an old reference?
Chrissy. Yeah.
Chrissy!
Yeah!
Hey, can you please pass the butter?
All right. Oh, no! Sorry, Shawana. I'll buy you some new bobblehead dolls.
Oh, that was heavy butter.
Man, I tell you, Bob Dole's got a better arm than I do.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Yeah, the way I throw, I might as well try out to be the drummer for Def Leppard. Hey, listen, boys, I got to go. I got to get some metal taken out of my mouth, because after last night's game, I don't want to cut up Jerry's ass when I'm kissing it. I throw it a baby arm.
What?
What? All right.
Baby arm panic, all right.
I think that was a fake Quincy Carter, now that I think about it.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the more you think it's double, maybe even triple fake.
You're stinking the place up with Rotten Radio on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morgan stumbled into her studio and proceeded to grab her arms, kiss the back of her head, and lay his head in her lap. She pushed
Mike
him,
Reiner.
She pushed him away, and his entourage escorted him out. She said that he smelled like he had been drinking booze.
Right.
Mike.
And, of course, he is scheduled to be fitted with a SCRAM unit, a secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring ankle bracelet. We got to get you one of those, Danny.
I don't want one.
You need one where we get to monitor you. I know you don't want one, but you need one.
He should have been arrested for what he did at the Jack Joke-Off.
Should we get that?
No.
I was marking it.
He recovered.
I wish you'd have stuck with your original thought.
It was like a cough, a mispronunciation, a pause, and a recovery. Congratulations. You've won today's award. All right, we got to go.
That wasn't the name of that bone show, was it?
It wasn't even called the Joke Off. It was called the Big Joke, I thought.
Yeah.
And Howie Mandel was the headliner.
Yeah. Was Tracy Morgan the headliner and Howie Mandel was performing?
Oh, that's right. I think Morgan went last. Oh,
yeah. I thought Howie Mandel was the headliner about the boneless chicken.
The boneless chicken.
Yeah. No. Maybe they did two of them because Tracy Morgan, I swear, was last because everyone left.
Howie Mandel went before him.
It was so long ago. I think that was Merge anyway, not the bone.
It may have been. No, I think it was bone.
I don't know.
You think it was Merge?
None of that matters.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're bogging.
I like the way Grego caught himself there.
Yeah. It was a good catch.
Radio.
He's on the field. He's large. He's horrible. And he was way out of place last week when the Cowboys were at home against the Giants because they threw it to him when the national anthem was about to start at Texas Stadium.
Let's go down to the field to Tony Siragusa. Hey, Goose, is that cowboy blue or giant blue you're wearing today?
This is black and blue. Try and make me look a little skinner, Dick. Thank you very much. I think today, guys, watching a little bit of the warm-ups, Vinny Testaverde is a guy who really impressed me. I got a chance to play against him at the University. When he was at the University of Miami and I was at the University of Pittsburgh, I remember him throwing a ball by my head and the ball actually buzzing. So that's a guy that I want to take a look at today. I want to still see if he still has the arm strength he did when he played with me at the Ravens, and also when he had played with me at the, it's going on right now, guys.
Oh, that's so funny. Just hearing the wheels wobble and then shoot off at the end.
And just to note, the crew at Texas Stadium was on time, as far as the timeline goes.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox screwed up there, as far as throwing it to a guy when the anthem's about to start.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, the tickets, Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on the ticket.
All right, now this is funny. This is Norm at spring training. And it was weird. I think this only happened once this week where Mike Bacsik, who's Norm's new producer, was telling him about his days in Major League Baseball.
No, no, no. That happens seven times every day.
But this is a real funny moment when Norm was asking Bacsik about spring training. And Norm was trying to get to the fact, hey, did you ever get to the stadium, you know, at the break of dawn? And it really did sound like Norm said something else.
Mike Bacsik went to spring training for 12 years?
From 1997 was my first one through 2008.
Okay. How many times did you see dawn?
Did I see dawn?
Dawn.
Dawn. No, well, I'll tell you what. I did one time because as a rookie, I wouldn't do that.
It did sound like he said that, didn't it?
I think he did say it.
He did say it.
Yeah.
Norm thinking of something else.
Yeah, thinking of showering.
How many times did you see dong?
Tell me, please, slowly.
And Mike's reaction, did I see dong?
Let's hear that again.
Mike Bacsik went to spring training for 12 years?
From 1997 was my first one through 2008.
Okay, how many times did you see dong?
Did I see dong?
Dawn.
Dawn. No, well, I'll tell you what. I did one time because as a rookie, I wouldn't.
Yeah, he did.
And be very descriptive, Mike.
Tell me all about it.
Very.
Latin players, all of them.
Ridged.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, the tickets, Rotten Radio, is in the air.
We do this every year when the State Fair of Texas rolls around. We get a little microphone wired up down at the main entrance and talk to our buddy Big Tex, and this is brought to us by Singular Wireless. X. Good morning, Big Tex. How are you?
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Wow, it is so good to visit with you again.
Good to visit with you, George and Craig.
So how's everything at the fair this year?
Sucks.
Well, why?
I would like to announce my retirement due to disagreement with the fair management.
Oh, this is awful. You've been an institution there for I don't know how many years.
I'm all for social progress. I just don't understand why every day has to be Hispanic and Black Appreciation Day.
I don't think it is.
Face it out, people.
I think it is so much.
Hold on, I have to make an announcement.
All right.
Hola, amigos. Bienvenidos a la Estado Fair de Tejas. No fuma mota, por favor. Mucho policia.
That's just one of the announcements you have to make, huh?
One of the many.
It's a nice warning for the kids.
I was hoping the Cowboys would have moved to Fair Park.
Oh, yeah, they talked about that for a while.
I wanted to score some of that cheerleader tail.
Oh, gosh.
Not sure they'd be interested in you, but...
I love girl ass.
Hey. Big text.
What kind of crazy talk is that?
You're not going to quit. They're going to fire you at the fair if you keep this up.
That's what I understand.
Oh, you're getting
then I get full benefits. And I need them.
You do?
I'm HIV positive and an addict.
Right. No.
That's
true. Quit picking stuff up.
I live in a bungalow behind an old muffler shop on MLK with an old lady I call my aunt. Please pray for me.
Visiting with Big Tex live from the State Fair of Texas. Of course, the tall figure that welcomes everyone to the fair at the main entrance. By the way, I've always wondered, why do they call you Big Tex?
Because that's my name, asswipe.
Hey, come on. I thought there may have been a funny story behind it or something.
Actually, they've changed my name to a more marketable name.
What?
Big Max. Hold on, I have to make an announcement.
All right.
Gizza gizza, geez. Welcome to da stizza fizza o tizza. Yo, word up. Leave da chronic in da ride so as da popo don't bust you mother fizzas.
That is not an announcement at the state fair.
I have to go. No funeral.
Oh, big deck. Gosh. No.
You suck.
This is on the Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. Now, understand, the Mavericks had played in Phoenix. They got on their plane. They went to Portland. They got there like 3 o'clock in the morning. When Norm had him on, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning Portland time, 8 o'clock in the morning Portland time. So it's early.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlisle probably had 2 hours sleep, something like that. But he was not really that interested in getting a congratulatory greeting from Norm.
Here for his Wednesday visit is Rick Carlisle. Good morning.
Hey, Norm. How are you?
Good, good. Congratulations on a key win last night.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't sound as excited as I thought you'd be to put distance between you and Phoenix. That win last night... you can numerically Phoenix can catch them, but that win gives you a wonderful cushion in assuring a playoff spot.
Yeah, I said thanks. You know,
oh my God.
We were at the game last night.
Oh my God, that is awkward.
And then Norm tried to cough.
Oh, that is painfully awkward. He sounded ticked.
Even more awkward than they're normally. Because Carlisle hates Norm anyway.
It's normally the most awkward segment of the week. You know, and Ryan's even did a segment on this week and what's on Mike's mind. Why is Rick Carlisle so miserable? Why can't he have fun? Why can't coaches in general have fun?
I think, yeah, he's one of those coaches that just kind of just lives in that state of misery.
He's like Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh, just a buzzkill.
I've never seen him smile. And even after that huge win... He wants to make life difficult for Norm or anybody who's interviewing him.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no kidding. Huge win. You know, 5 games now separate the 2 teams. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
That's right, one more time.
I said thanks.
Listen to the how Norm tries to cough over Carlisle's cough, too, at the end.
Here for his Wednesday visit is Rick Carlisle. Good morning.
Hey, Norm. How are you?
Good, good. Congratulations on a key win last night.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't sound as excited as I thought you'd be to put distance between you and Phoenix. That win last night, you can numerically Phoenix can catch them, but that win gives you a wonderful cushion in assuring a playoff spot.
Yeah, I said thanks. You know?
We were at...
Gosh. Well, poor Norm.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Dude, I said thanks.
He did, man.
Say yo, yo. Listen up. You let shit in P.I.N. coming right at you. I'm in the house with the slickest slickin' bow watch. Don't need no titanium. Don't need no more Big Bertha. Because I got you covered with the slickest slick. So check it out. Take a peek now.
Give me something to dance to.
Just chilling with my homies at the course uptown, getting busy about the tennis place upside down.
Yeah.
But I drive down the middle, check it out on the green, but my crew don't know I got a signal from my swing. Super slicky slicks in the house, it's the ball, P.I.N. Slick Daddy, world golf icon. Watch me drive the ball, bust it hard, it's sailing, got long, got short. I like that drunk John Daly.
Driving down the fairway.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
Laying on the green.
I think Tiger Woods can win.
You should be slicking ball.
We
want to
see Tiger Woods.
And hit him while they
bleed. I'm Tiger Woods.
Tiger ball fresh, got the slicky slick on a bend over for a Tiger slicky slick colonic. Tiger say slicky slick sets him apart. No choking, losing sucker, I said fish shot sharp. Got skills, got game, talking noise to your punk. Slick like Danny's passes all away, my slam dunk. You like P.I.N. and my boy Tiger Woods. Watch with slicky slick, get your game looking good.
Super Sticky Steve.
Say yo, here go the Amazing, the P-I-N, I'm going on. I got an early tea time with my boy D-A-Y, bring over the trophy club. Pops to my crew, to my phone,
right
man,
away,
Rashid, to my equipment, man, I'm boo. We out of here, peace.
All right, that's a wrap, Abu.
Unplugged
it.
I got it. I am all over it.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Well, that was well done. Coming, the emaciated P-I-N.
Coming to a golf course near you. Look for the ballmobile and the super slicky slick. We love you, Dallas Fort Worth.
Thank you, Rashid.
Good luck, Rashid. Thank you.
Take it easy. I'll see you later.
Okay. Here's Rashid live from the show.
Radio. The Vibe Awards came to an abrupt end last night. The legendary Quincy Jones and rapper Snoopy Dogg were presenting a Vibe Legend Award to hip-hop producer Dr. Dre when several people in the audience started punching and pushing each other.
How you doing, Coach?
Hey, guys.
Well, did you have a good Christmas and holidays and all that stuff?
Well, we had a great Christmas, and I'm just sitting here having a Molson, watching the McKenzie brothers, and kissing my picture of Peter Jennings.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, it was a big win for you guys against Nuck last night.
Well, guys, it was a tough Vancouver club. The Canucks, that was a team that we lost to before we had our winning streak started. But next we have the Calgary Flames, and everyone knows what they're about.
Well, what are they about?
They're about being.
About being what?
Guys, I think we're on the road now, aren't we?
On the road? I think you're on the road now.
Yeah, you're up in Western Canada, probably going to be a tough road trip.
Yeah, being on the road gives our organization a great time to bond and come up with things that bring the organization closer together and bring some energy to our group. And what we like to do in the hotel room is design fun little games that bring our organization closer together.
What kind of fun little games?
Well, different ones of our guys have come up with different games, like Maddie and Mo, for example. They like to play crotch ball.
What is crotch ball?
Well, that's where they get on either end of a hallway in a hotel and nail each other in the jewels with a Nerf ball until their little Mountie falls out of their riding pants. And other guys are even more creative, like Nui and Screwy and Carbo. They all dress up as Celine Dion and tickle each other in the fanny with a maple leaf. And Lags and Letts probably have the strangest game, but all the guys really like what it's about.
Well, what is it about?
Well, they take an old electronic football set ruled for Canadian rules football, and they tape Michael J. Fox's face on all the players and see which one falls over first.
Oh, that is dark.
Oh. That is dark.
I knew that was dark. That's the reason I didn't say it last. I have another one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Hatch and Zuby. They formed a Rush Bryan Adams cover group, and they perform an odd mixture of YYZ and Cuts Like a Knife, and then afterwards they cover their bodies with maple syrup and let Pat Verbeek lick it off.
Oh, come on now.
It's good to talk to you guys, and great to be on with you guys once again, and we look forward to another year of Hitch in the Hard Line.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that this is not the real Hitch, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, I'm the real Hitch. You can believe that.
I don't think you are.
Remember my motto, being a bunch of Canadians in Texas is what this organization is being all about. Good morning to you, sir.
See that? It was not
the real Ken Hitchcock.
Smell 'em the place up with Rotten Radio on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.